Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. And the Bannack City Council welcomed new leadership at its January 5th meeting, swearing in three newly elected council members following the November general election. Mark Robinson, Michaela Kerr, and Jesse Klaska officially began their four-year terms after winning seats in a race that included six candidates, two of whom were incumbents. Voters also decided a separate contested election for a partial term council seat, with current council member Dave Rapson securing re-election. His term will run through the end of 2027. In addition, residents returned Mayor Kathleen Partica to the office for another two-year term. Her re-election extends her tenure as mayor to eight consecutive years of service. And just minutes after the Tuscola County Election Commission ruled that recall petitions for two Mayville Village Council members were unclear and could not move forward, new petitions with revised language were filed targeting the same officials. First, fresh recall petitions were submitted against Village President Kristen Valentin and Trustee Boyd Beau Shaver, featuring more concise wording than the previous versions. The Election Commission will meet again at 8 a.m. on Thursday, January 22nd, in a Tuscola Probate Family Court at the County Courthouse to review the new filings. The updated reason for recalling Valentine states, on February 25th, she voted not to open the Mayville Village offices to Village residents on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The recall petition targeted Shaver states on February 25th he made the motion to table the opening of Village offices indefinitely at that council meeting. The Election Commission's role is to determine whether the reasons listed on the recall petitions are both factual and stated with sufficient clarity. Members of the Tuscola County Election Commission include County Clerk Jody Fetting, Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. During the Tuesday, January 6th hearing, Deputy Clerk Ashley Gaudet filled in for Fetting, who was unavailable. And the Four County Community Foundation will host its upcoming food security convening on January 22nd, 2026 from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Maple Valley Community Center, located at 138 Maple Valley Street, Sandusky, Michigan, 48471. Given the winter weather conditions in Michigan, organizers have arranged for both in-person and virtual attendance options. Those attending physically will be provided with a farm-to-plate lunch and refreshments throughout the day. Registration is available through Eventbrite. Though this convening is part of a series of food security meetings planned across multiple counties. Santa Clara County is January 22nd, 2026. Tuscola County, March 19th, 2026. And Lapeer County, April 15th, 2026. For additional information about the convenings, you can get the full schedule and the links to click for each individual county at thumbnet.net. When we come back after the Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance, we'll get to more local news.
Looking for insurance that fits your life? Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance has you covered. Whether it's protecting your car, home, or business, Amanda will craft a plan tailored to your needs. She can even help with Aflac, Medicare, and commercial coverage, ensuring you're protected at every stage of life. With personalized service and expert advice, Amanda Langmaid makes insurance simple and stress-free. Are you ready to get the coverage you deserve?
Hi, this is Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me today at 989-704-3409 and let's build a plan that fits your future.
And we're back in Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at more local news, the Bad Axe Police Department responded to a two-vehicle crash at approximately 1:36 p.m. Sunday, January 4th, on North Van Dyke Road. According to police, a 29-year-old Bad Axe woman was traveling southbound when a 70-year-old Elkton woman pulled out from a driveway on the west side of the roadway to make a left turn and failed to yield, resulting in a collision. Both vehicles sustained damage and airbags deployed in the Elkton woman's vehicle. No injuries were reported. The vehicles were towed by Max Towing to the company's lot. The Bad Axe Fire Department assisted at the scene with traffic control and cleanup. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.